Listeners, get out your pencils. It's time for Church Secretary.
The name's Elsie. Elsie Bjornstedt. Some people think a pastor is in charge of the church. God bless them, I say. I know the real scoop. I ought to. I'm the church secretary. It was a muggy Monday afternoon, and I had spent the last half hour keeping my hair from the wages of gravity. The church office was so thick with final net, it looked like I'd been beating a chalkboard with an eraser. The new computer filing system had just destroyed everything that happened prior to 1967, and my head felt like I had the boys' brigade inside playing dodgeball. In short, things were going as usual for a Monday, and I was counting the minutes before 4:30, when the office door burst open and in charged our own Hurricane Hugo, Thurman Tugboat Whitbreath, the church chairman.
Where's Backstrom?
Hello, Mr. Whitbreath. How are you?
He's not in his office, is he? Hello? Backstrom? Backstrom, are you here?
You mean Pastor Arlen Backstrom? It's Monday. It's his day off.
Bah! Why can't he take weekends off like the rest of the working world?
Who would preach?
Bah! Just give me his home phone number.
He's playing golf.
Bah!
Tugboat Whitbreath owned his own industrial plastics manufacturing plant. Somewhere, someone had told him that every woman behind a desk was his personal secretary. Someday, someone, somewhere is going to pay. Right now, though, it was Tugboat who acted like he was in hot water, in over his head, lost at sea. You get the idea. What's the matter?
Mrs. Bjorklund. She's blown her top. Somebody's got to find that him.
What him?
Weren't you here yesterday?
I was visiting my sister in Bawabek.
Bah! Well, someone stole that old hymn from the library. And now we'll never get the gymnasium.
Oh, that hymn. Here's the story. The Reverend Nicholas Soggy was the head pastor during the construction of our church building some 71 years ago. When the building was completed, Pastor Soggy wrote a special hymn, which was put into the cornerstone of the church, along with a red-letter edition Bible and a copy of Dante's Inferno. Then when the new annex was built, the contents of the cornerstone were taken out and put on display in the library. Mrs. Harley Bjorklund, Pastor Soggy's elderly granddaughter, who also happens to be the richest woman in the church, wanted to hear the hymn played last Sunday. It was to be the first time it had been played since the building was completed some 71 years ago. But it seems the hymn is missing and somebody has to track it down. They were playing my song. Sit down, Tuggy. Tell me just what happened.
Well, how the bosh should I know? I mean, all I know is that on Sunday morning, when the librarian went to get the song from the glass case in the library, it was gone. By that time, the bulletins were all handed out, Mrs. Bjorklund was there with all her relatives, and it was too late. It might have been all right if the organist hadn't panicked.
Oh, no. Don't tell me she panicked.
She did. Bah!
Miss Lucy Smits is our church organist, and she is also the organist at the high school hockey games. The last time she panicked was when she ran out of music during an especially long communion service. She started playing the Star Spangled Banner. Everyone stood up. Pastor Backstrom was so flustered, he preached another sermon. He made her promise not to panic again. Tuggy, what did she play instead of the soggy hymn?
Roll out the barrel.
Oh, drat.
Well, it was slow and churchy sounding, but it still had that polka beat. Mrs. Bjorklund is so mad she's going to pull out all of her funding for the new gymnasium. Blah! We gotta find that hymn.
Tugboat went to get some coffee while I called our church librarian, Mrs. Ed Olson. According to Tugboat, she was the last person to see the hymn before it was stolen.
Olsons.
Hello, Gladys. This is Elsie from church.
Oh, hi. Ed's mother wants to thank you for sending the flowers. They were lovely.
That's nice. How's her hip?
Oh, it's going to be a struggle, but the Lord provides.
Would you like someone to bring over a hot dish?
Oh, I think she'd be pleased as punch.
Good. I'll get right on it. Gladys, do you remember the soggy hymn that was in the glass case in the library?
Yes. Isn't that just awful? I was there.
What happened?
I came to get it on Sunday morning, and it was gone. The glass case was left wide open.
Was anything else missing?
No, just the hymn.
Is the glass case ever locked?
No, but the library door was locked. Elsie, who would think that someone would steal the soggy hymn? I've been just crushed.
Now, Gladys, don't blame yourself.
Well, I know, but I don't know today. I was thinking about it while I was making a cake, and I must have done something wrong because the cake keeps sticking to the pan.
Here's a hint. Always put a wet towel under the cake pan the moment you take it out of the oven. Then the cake won't stick.
Really? Isn't that something?
One more thing.
Yes.
When was the last time you saw the hymn in the case?
On Saturday morning. I set up the display table for our Joyce Landorf retrospective.
My mind spun like a Rolodex. Since the library door was locked, the thief must have been someone with a key. Someone who could walk into the library on Saturday unnoticed. I shuddered. It must have been someone on the church staff. The Rolodex in my mind stopped on the letter T. T for trouble. T for trickery. T for Tremaine. Dr. Adrian Tremaine, the minister of music. I left the office and headed for the choir room. If there's a problem in the church, just scrape along the bottom of it and you find Adrian Tremaine. If the church was a trumpet, he'd be the spit valve.
Who is it?
It's me.
What do you want, Flossie? I'm busy.
It's Elsie, and I want to know what happened to the soggy hymn.
Which soggy hymn?
The stolen hymn by the late Reverend Soggy that Mrs. Harley Bjorklund wanted to hear last Sunday, and don't you think you can fool me?
I am the minister of music. I don't have to think anything. Besides, if it actually was stolen, why would I know anything about it? I don't care one way or the other.
Unless, of course, you knew that if it wasn't played, Mrs. Harley Bjorklund would throw a fit and withdraw her funds for the gymnasium. So then the building committee would abandon the gym idea and get back to the project you really want, a new pipe organ.
Well, even your plebeian mind must concur that we badly need a pipe organ.
What's wrong with our Hammond?
No self-respecting church has an organ with a teen beat.
Does that mean you stole the hymn?
Oh, sling your mud, it will not stick. Believe me, if I had stolen the hymn, I would have at least given the organist something to play in its place. And not at the last minute, either. Lucy Smith needs some time to practice or she panics.
True. When she panicked yesterday, I suppose she made you look pretty silly.
Nonsense. She has nothing to do with how silly I look.
He was right again. But I had to get back to the office. Nobody was answering the phone calls, and besides, I had a call to make of my own. Something old Sonata Breath said stuck out like a grape juice stain on a wedding dress. On the way, I passed by Jim Swenson, our 45-year-old youth pastor, counseling a junior hire.
Hey, like Jesus doesn't want you to be in a purple haze, man.
Huh?
Purple haze, Jimi Hendrix, dig?
Can I go now? I gotta meet Jennifer at the Galleria.
Do your thing, babe. Hey, thanks for rapping. Peace and love to you.
Okay, whatever.
Jim, can I talk to you a minute?
Oh, hey, like, I'm sorry my guys did that to the stairway carpet. Next time I told them, hey, man, no cleats.
That's not what I want to say. Did you let any of your students use your keys anytime on Saturday?
Yeah, Sean and Lisa got some AV out of the closet, but I take full responsibility for whatever happened to the VCR.
Sean Whitbreath? Son of Tugboat Whitbreath, the church chairman? By the way, did you go to the hockey game last Saturday?
Yeah, hockey. Isn't that like a metaphor for contemporary morality, or what?
Did Lucy Smith's play roll out the barrel at the game?
No, the high school never lets her play anything that could be sung in a bar or at a Polish wedding. Just say no. Nancy Reagan, she made a difference, you know?
I stepped back into the office and picked up the phone. I had a call to make. Now I think I know what happened. When Tugboat returns from getting coffee, he's in for a surprise.
Will you be surprised? Do you know what happened? Stay tuned to Match Wits with Church Secretary. And now for the conclusion of Church Secretary.
I called Miss Lucy Smits, our church organist. She dropped her little niece Charlene off at her sister Helen's, and then she came right over. I was still explaining things to Tugboat when she walked in.
Hello, Elsie.
Hello, Mr. Whitbreath.
Hello, Lucy. Did you bring it?
Yes, here it is.
Is that it?
Yes. This is the hymn written some 71 years ago by the Reverend Nicholas Soggy. Tugboat, I present to you the Soggy Hymn.
So, Miss Lucy Smits, it was you who stole the hymn from the library. Sure, you had a key. You knew Mrs. Harley Bjorklund would get upset and withdraw her money from the gym committee, and then you figured the church would get the new pipe organ instead. Bah! You music people are all alike.
Not so fast, Tugboat.
What? I never stole anything! Oh, how could you say such a thing? What do you mean? What are you trying to pin on me? I'm not a thief! You gotta believe me!
Don't panic, Lucy. I know you didn't steal the hymn.
Bah! What do you mean?
She didn't steal the hymn, but she did take it from the library. As usual, everybody scheduled a piece of music to be played, and then nobody bothered to tell the organist. When she showed up early on Sunday morning, she saw in the bulletin that she had to play the hymn for the offertory. So she went to the library to get the music. To practice.
I didn't know I was supposed to get it! Was I supposed to get it from the library? Did I do something wrong? Am I going to be arrested? Am I going to Stillwater? I don't want to go to jail! Oh, this is terrible!
Don't panic. You did fine.
Yeah, but then if you had the music, why the bah didn't you play it?
I did.
She's right.
What? Bah! She played Roll Out the Barrel.
You've got the music in your hands. Read the title.
Roll Out the Chapel.
That's right. I figure old Pastor Soggy didn't know the first thing about writing music, so he copied a tune he had around the house, put some new words to it, and sealed it in the cornerstone of the building. He probably didn't think anyone would ever find out.
That's great. That means we can call Mrs. Bjorklund, tell her everything will be okay, and she'll keep her money in the gymnasium fund. Well, that means we can have the groundbreaking ceremony tomorrow night after all.
What groundbreaking ceremony?
Oh, didn't they tell you? You're supposed to play for the groundbreaking ceremony tomorrow night. Mrs. Bjorklund wants a medley of Bach organ fugues. Well, that was it. Mrs. Bjorklund didn't withdraw her funding. The Soggy Hymn was put back in the glass case. Lucy Smits played beautifully at the ceremony, and the church sent Ed Olson's mother some hamburger hot dish, which didn't help her hips feel better, but did make her feel a little more loved. I know what you're thinking. I should have told Tugboat Whitbreath that his son has been visiting the AV room with the Celine girl, Lisa. Well, no one needs to know everything that goes on in the church. Except, of course, me. But then, I'm the church secretary.